In today's digital age, landlines are becoming a thing of the past, unable to compete with fancy smartphones that can email, text, search the web, and take photos and video. More than one in every four Americans live in cell phone-only households. But what does this mean for the 911 system, an emergency service designed before the cell phone was ubiquitous? Christine Keneally's article in Time magazine points out that 911 is in the midst of a long overdue makeover. Christine joins us from Brooklyn. Welcome.
Hi, Monica.
So tell us, what's the difference if I call 911 from a cell phone versus calling 911 from a traditional landline?
One of the things that 911 really excels at with landlines is caller location. If you call from a landline, pretty much anywhere in the United States, the dispatch center that you get in touch with is going to know where you are. But, of course, cell phones move constantly, so 911 doesn't necessarily know where you are when you're calling from a cell.
You say that there is a huge misconception about 911, that we often assume that it's a network, that it shares information and has backup systems in place, but that's not actually the case?
It's just not the case at all. There are about 6,000 dispatch centers in the United States, and they're, to a very large extent, independent. So if you call 911 from a different area, you're getting a different dispatch center, and a dispatch center that doesn't necessarily talk to other dispatch centers very easily. They may not even be networked to the local police or the local fire authorities or medical help.
I understand that in a number of situations, 911 dispatchers have had difficulty locating the caller. For example, if a person is calling from a high rise, they may be able to triangulate where, but not which floor they're on. Are they working on a new system to fix this?
They are. Right now, GPS can deliver longitude and latitude to a dispatch center, and most dispatch centers can read that, but it's a case that some dispatch centers can't even read that. So the first thing of all is to be able to get a dispatch center to use GPS. The next thing would be to get it to be able to read all the capabilities of GPS. So GPS can actually deliver altitude information, which would help locate someone in a high rise, but right now 911 can't read that at all.
Now, a lot of companies are working on fixes for this, and we understand that some of them are thinking about accepting text messages and emails to 911. Is that on the horizon?
Absolutely. The basic fix that has to happen is to take the old 911 system and place it on an internet base. So anyone can get in touch with anyone else and receive all forms of media at any time. There was a piloting program to test 911 texting in Iowa, and there are plans to do photos and video.
Yeah, you write about a region in Spain that's already using video as part of its emergency system. Tell us about how people are using video to fight crime.
Well, in the Murcia region of Spain, they have this great system whereby if you have a 3G phone, you can call what I guess is the European 911 is 112, and they can turn on your video. So what's happened is people, when they've been in situations where they've felt threatened, where there's someone perhaps being hostile, they can turn their camera on the person and say to them, the police are watching you right now. I've heard of a number of incidents of that, and, you know, it's diffused it every single time.
Wow. You know, during a crisis like Japan's earthquake and the tsunami disaster, many turn to Facebook and Twitter to communicate. Is there talk of 911 also screening Facebook and Twitter posts?
Yes, there is. People are trying to work out right now how they're going to be able to do that. And it seems to be the case that more and more, especially in a younger generation, people turn to Facebook. There was a story as a year or two ago in Australia. Two young girls were caught in a stormwater drain, and they had their smartphones with them, but instead of calling 911, they updated their Facebook status.
From the storm drain.
From a storm drain. And someone who was actually on Facebook at the same time saw that and thought, you know what, I think I should call 911. And they did, and the girls were rescued.
Well, is there a concern that with all these calls, texts, videos, emails, that these 911 call centers may become overloaded with too much information, especially in a wide-scale emergency?
That's absolutely right. With that problem, luckily comes a kind of solution. If a 911 center is hooked up on a network to many other 911 centers, they can instantly grow that dispatch center. Maybe they can instantly sort of hook a whole bunch of other dispatch centers, perhaps in areas that are a bit more quiet, and get them to assist.
That's Christine Keneally talking about her Time magazine article, How to Fix 911. She's also author of The First Word, The Search for the Origins of Language.